This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Militants fired dozens of rockets from Gaza as Israeli strikes rained down on the Hamas-ruled territory today. Israel's missile defense system, the Iron Dome, was activated across the area to intercept incoming missiles. Israeli vehicles could be seen stationed along the border with Gaza, and a white surveillance balloon was released. The UN is weighing in. Jens Laerke, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs.
Yesterday, 132 buildings comprising 621 housing and commercial units have been destroyed. In addition, 316 housing units have been severely damaged and rendered uninhabitable.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said today that the Biden administration expressed its support for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza militants. Blinken, speaking at a briefing in Reykjavik,
As I think you know, President Biden spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday and expressed our support for a ceasefire. He reiterated that Israel, like every country, has the right to defend itself against indiscriminate rocket attacks and emphasized that Israel has to make every effort to protect innocent civilians. I likewise underscored the urgent need to bring an end to the violence in my own conversations yesterday with partners in Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, Tunisia, the European Union, and again this morning with my colleagues in Morocco and Bahrain.
U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement on his second known call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu yesterday, which were similar to previous administration statements of support in principle to a ceasefire. But the American leader stopped short of demanding an immediate stop to the 8 days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rocket barrages.